Joining me now is Bob Birmingham, the Berks Catholic girls basketball head coach and the winningest girls basketball coach in Berks County history. Bob, thanks for taking some time to talk.
Sure, Paul. I'm looking forward to it.
You've had a lot of great players over your 31 years as a head coach. I wanted to start by asking about two of your recent standouts. Devin Merritt's career just ended at Division I James Madison. Devin led your team to the state semis back-to-back seasons. She scored over 1,700 points. She had more than 1,000 rebounds, which is really, really rare air. When you think about Devin, what made her such a special player?
Just her work ethic. I mean, she was just such a great leader for us, besides all the points and the rebounds and things, just by her work ethic. I mean, she was the first person in the gym and the last person to leave every single night. And I know you hear that a lot when you talk about good players, but she just went about her business and did what she needed to do. And I think that's what made her so special. And you wouldn't have known it. I mean, to have a conversation with her, you wouldn't have known that she was probably, that her senior year, probably one of the best athletes in the state.
Do you think Devin's the best player you ever coached?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I've been blessed in the 31 years, like you said. I've had some really, really special players. And I think Devin probably stands out there as one of the best of all time. If not the best. And again, a lot of it is because of the way she went through just her daily life and her daily activities, both in the classroom and in the gym.
And also an all-state volleyball player, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's probably a better volleyball player than basketball player. Yeah. I mean, when you go back and look at it, but she just loved basketball, and she could have played either sport at the Division I level.
You went from Devin to Deja. Deja Terrell, originally committed to Ryder, is now at Albright and had a record-setting season for the Lions. She received Division III All-American honors. What stands out to you when you think about Deja's playing days?
You know what? Deja just brought a different type of energy to the gym every single day. And sometimes you had to worry, we'd get a little – she had a real – I don't know how I want to say it, but a funny side or humorous side to her when she came in the gym, and sometimes we had to refocus her. But once she did, she worked hard. She put in time over the summer. She put in time during the year. I mean, she would go different places and work out with some of the guys. She'd go around, work out with Lonnie Walker at times. They grew up around the same area in Reading. And she has some real special skills. Now, Deja didn't start playing until a little bit later. And her greatest days are still ahead of her. I mean, I try to keep in touch with her as much as possible, and I really think she will be a three-time All-American. I mean, as you said, she was, either, depending on which one you look at, she was either honorable mention or 13 this year. But I really think that, like I said, her best days are ahead of her. She's a really special athlete.
You're up to 577 victories now, including your 22 seasons at Holy Name. If a younger coach would come to you and say, what are the biggest keys to not only establishing a winning program, but then maintaining it over years, what would you tell them?
I don't know. It's different probably on the guy's side, but on the girl's side, you got to stay connected with them. You got to know about what they're doing outside of basketball. And I still keep in contact with a lot of the girls that played for me in the early 90s and through the 2000s. And I think that's what makes it special. But I've been blessed also. I mean, I've had some great administrators, both from principals and athletic directors, and I've had some great assistant coaches. If you don't surround yourself with quality people, it can get a little overwhelming at times. But it's very, very rewarding career, and I won't give any of it up for anything.
How would you compare today's players to the ones you coached when you first started? Are they harder to coach, easier to coach, about the same?
I think the kids are about the same. I think our society has changed so much in both positive and negative ways. I mean, there's so many things now for kids to do, where they're playing multiple sports almost year round, And I think you have to adapt to that a little bit. I think I'm still a little more old school than some people would like me to be that way. But I look at it and I say some of the kids that I had in my younger days or my earlier in my career, like a Meg Stitzel and a Mary Wright and a Stacey Schuster and Michelle Saltis and Jen Case, Devin's mom, if they had the advantages that these kids have now about playing AAU and playing year-round, those kids would have been unbelievable players. But you just didn't have that opportunity. If you as a high school coach weren't taking them to camps and weren't taking them to tournaments and things over the summer, there wasn't that much out there for them. So I think that's a real positive thing for the kids nowadays. If they want to, they have an opportunity to play a ton of basketball outside the high school season. And if they get with the right program, because there's some really good ones out there, I mean, it benefits the high school coaches for those kids to go play other places. And I mean, Devin went out and played in the Nike tournament out in Chicago. So did Deja. And more recently, Sophie Emke was just out there and was down. I think she was down in Kentucky or Virginia playing. So they get a lot of opportunities now that players in the 1990s and the early 2000s didn't have those opportunities.
You know, speaking of the 90s, I wanted to ask about your Holy Name team in 93. There have only been three girls basketball teams from Berks County to ever reach the state finals. You've coached two of them, one at Holy Name, one at Berks Catholic. Boyertown was the other. That 93 season, you came up just short against Cranberry. What do you remember about that game and, more importantly, those group of players in 93?
One of the things I remember, I got a T in that game.
Really?
There's not a whole lot of those in my career. I think maybe three or four, but yeah, I can't say what I said, but back then you had to sit down the entire time, and I wasn't happy about a call. I can remember talking to Jackie Llewellyn about it afterwards because he's saying, what the heck do you say? But that team, I'll tell you what, it was my fourth year of coaching, so those girls came in as freshmen my first year. And we had some really great leaders early on when I first got there. But that group of girls in 93 and 94 bought into what we wanted to do. I didn't know a whole lot back then. So we busted our tails on the defensive end, and we were in better shape than any team out there. We got every loose ball. We played real hard nose back then. And not that we've changed a lot now, but those kids bought into it. I mean, it also helped that 1,000-point scorer in Meg Stitzel, who went down and played for Tom Shirley at Philadelphia Textile after that. And like I said, that senior class of her and Mary Zerbe and I think Rosa Amato was in that class, they were great leaders. But we had a really good supporting junior class. That was Mary Wright and Stacey Schuster, Michelle Saltis, Julie Kerr, Jen Case. I mean, we were lucky. I mean, we were probably playing a little bit ahead of our time in AA because we pressed all over the place because I could go 9 or 10 deep. And I think that helped us. That Cranberry team back then, now the school doesn't exist anymore. They closed. But they were unbelievable. I think they won the state championship 3 years in a row. It came down to the final shot. We lost by two and had an opportunity at the buzzer to tie it, and a ball just rolled in and out. But we were right there.
I've often heard pro players and coaches, Michael Jordan's one, who say the losses stick with them more than the big wins. And Jordan's won numerous titles. I'm wondering if the same is true for you. How often do you think about some of the tough losses that you've had, including the state championship games?
Well, I think those things stay with you because you really want it so bad for your kids and for your players. That one in 93, we were right there. I mean, we were as good as Cranberry, and we had an opportunity of winning that game. And it didn't work out the way we wanted to, but the memories I have of that group of kids is unbelievable. I mean, I was probably 25, 26 years old at the time and still remember a lot of those games and a lot of those bus rides and things like that. You go to the one we just lost to Lancaster Catholic 2 years ago, they were better than us. We there's no doubt they just had a better supporting cast and those sort of things and went deeper than we did. I think we lost five games or maybe six games that year. Three of them were to them.
Mm-hmm.
So that one I don't think is as hard. But those memories of getting there, like you said, three teams have gotten there, and we've been lucky enough to go twice. And it's a fun ride. And even the games that we lost in the state semis, and they used to call them the Eastern Final, those sort of things, it was a great opportunity for our kids. And it was the school spirit that you get as you travel farther and farther, especially for girls, because you don't get as much following as the boys do early on and during the season. But when you keep winning and everybody else is losing and you're still playing, people sort of jump on the bandwagon, and it's nice for the girls to have that. And we've been blessed that when we've made our runs, our fan base has been unbelievable.
You've been a head coach now 3 decades. Are you still enjoying it as much as ever?
Yeah, I do. I mean, this is a special time for me because my 2 daughters are playing for me, too. I mean, Annie just finished up her senior season with us and is going off to college next year, and Kira will be a senior next year. So I still enjoy it. I still love going in the gym. I go back to something that Lloyd Wolf told me when I was real young, that you're teaching the game of basketball, so you're really not coaching. You go in and you teach different things, and you enjoy it. You teach the lessons that you can teach, but you – hopefully you're teaching things that they're going to take with them the rest of their life. And to be able to impact the number of young ladies that I've been able to impact and our program has been able to impact over these 31 years is incredible. And that's what I love doing the most. And that's what I love seeing the most is these girls 10, 12, 15 years down the road when they're married, have their careers, have their children. That's a great time for an individual, especially a girls coach, to see how they turn out.
You mentioned your daughters. Do you talk basketball at home, or is that kind of off limits?
We do a little bit. I mean, I don't think I carried home, but I've talked basketball my whole life when I got home. I mean, my wife Amy was a field hockey coach at Holy Name for a number of years, and now officiates. So athletics is a big part of our life. So, we talk about it a little bit. I think a lot of times when we talk about it, it ends up being arguments or they walk away from me, which is probably smart. But you try not to bring it home. But because you're so passionate about it and they're involved in it, it follows you there. I don't know if you bring it there. It just follows you there and those sort of things. But it's never been a negative impact for us.
Yeah, looking at this season, you got to the county semifinals, tough loss to Reading in overtime. You end up 7th in the District 3 playoffs, so you did qualify for states. Your top 2 scorers were underclassmen. How do things look for next season at Berks Catholic?
Oh, I think things are bright. I mean, we have a lot of nice returning players, a lot of players that got some serious minutes this time against some really, really good competition. I mean, our schedule, I will put our schedule up with just about anybody out there. We'll play just about anybody who wants to play us. And I think that gets the kids ready for things. I think that's sometimes why we're seated a little bit lower in districts, because we lose to some quality programs. But then you get into some big games and your kids are ready for it. Our young kids matured as the year went on, and you got to give a lot of credit to our seniors also, who helped them mature and who didn't get frustrated with them when they were making the mistakes early on. And we grew as a team as we went along. And I'm looking ahead going, you know what, we got a really nice group to work with. And you always hope that. You always want to end the year on a good note, having kids that have been very successful going through your program. But you always want to look back and say, okay, now who's going to take that next step and who's going to be those leaders coming up? And I think we have a nice group of kids who are going to step in a leadership role, and hopefully we will continue to play at the level we've been playing at.
In Berks County, there's so much talk about Division One, and rightfully so. And on the girls' side, you had Governor Mifflin, Twin Valley, Wilson, Reading. There's always a lot of talent there. What did you think about Division Two? How was the competition level there? Obviously, it was pretty tight because we know what happened at the end of the season with needing a playoff game there to determine seeding.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a 3-way tie for first. I mean, Jason does a great job at Schuylkill Valley with his kids, and his kids played really, really hard this year defensively. They didn't have a whole lot of size, like sort of like us, but they played well, and he always has them prepared unbelievably. Matt Kellett does a great job at Fleetwood. I mean, we've been battling since Matt got there 10 years ago. It seems like every year it comes down to the two of us for that division title. But, yeah, it's a great competitive division. Some of the teams have been down a little bit lately. But I'll tell you what, we got some great coaches in that division who always have their kids ready to go and prepared. So you can't take time off. You can't go into a game thinking, oh, we have this one. Who do we play next? You got to prepare yourself that night and be ready to go out and play.
Earlier, we talked about some of your great players. I want to ask about the best player in Twin Valley history. That's Peyton McDaniel. Her career just ended, more than 2,000 points. Where does she rank among the best players from Berks County that you've had to face, that you've had to coach against?
You know what? She's in the top five, there's no doubt. And she brought such a difficult matchup for everybody. I mean, she's 6'1", she's strong, she can handle, she can shoot. They put her at the top of their trap when she's trapping. She just runs the floor so well. And from what Mark says, her work ethic is unbelievable, and that doesn't surprise me. I've had an opportunity to get to know her a little bit over the years. I don't know if it's fortunate or unfortunate, she didn't play in the game against us this year.
Right, right.
So we ended up winning that game. But every time I saw her, I'd be like, all right, we both got into the county semis. Okay, if we both win, we're going to play in the final. That didn't happen. And then first round of states. Okay, if we both win, we're going to play each other second round. They won. We ran into a roadblock called Archbishop Wood.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, she's going to do so well at the next level. And I think James Madison, I know the program a little bit, I think she's going to do very, very well down there because it is a guard-oriented offense. She'll have a green light shooting. She's athletic. They like to get up and down the floor and press a little bit. And she's going against, he's going to be playing with one of the other great players that I've ever coached against in Kiki Jefferson.
Right.
And they are going to be unbelievable teammates together down there. They bring a little bit different thing. Kiki's probably a little bit more athletic, but Peyton is just, she's just so strong, and her basketball IQ is off the charts with things. And I think that's what made her so special.
Last thing on a lighter note, one of the guys that I work with here at WEEU and WBYN is Dan Newbert, who went to St. Ignatius and then Holy Name. So I'm wondering, and I didn't start an office pool just yet, but how many times do you recall Dan was called to the principal's office for something that happened at school? What should I set the over-under at? What would be a fair number for the number of times?
What? You know what? He wasn't that bad. He's probably a lot of kids get worse as they go along. But when I was principal at St. Ignatius, I will tell you one thing. I didn't have kids come to my office that much. I usually went and got them. So he probably wasn't in my office that much. But we had some conversations. I'll just leave it that way. But he's a great kid. And I'll tell you what, he's doing a great job there. He's doing a really, really nice job. I've listened to him a couple times, so.
Well, thanks for your time, Bob. Really appreciate it, and best of luck moving forward.
Thanks, Paul. And hey, I really appreciate everything you do and Bob does and everything. I mean, unfortunately, this year we didn't have an opportunity to be covered with you. That wasn't your fault. That was our fault. But what you guys bring and the amount of work that you do to go into it, I mean, I'm a numbers guy, and you always have more numbers going into games than I have. So we appreciate, as coaches and as fans, we really, really appreciate everything you guys do, not on the basketball, not just the basketball side, but I listen to a lot of the football broadcasts and those sort of things. And really, really want to thank you for everything that you guys bring to Berks County and especially the sports fans.
I appreciate it, Bob. And last thing real quick, because a lot of us are stuck at home now. People are looking for new shows to watch. Anything on Netflix or any other shows that you just got into over the past week and a half?
You know what? I'm not. I'm not a real big Netflix guy. I don't know. I still watch the old school. I'm an NCIS guy, so I watch NCIS Los Angeles and New Orleans and all that kind of thing. And I'll watch as many reruns of MASH as I can.
That is going back a little bit there. Well, thanks, Bob. It was good chatting with you, and best of luck.
All right, Paul. Thanks. You stay safe.
That's Bob Birmingham, the Berks Catholic girls basketball head coach and the winningest girls basketball coach in Berks County history.